So at this time, I would like to get a report by our regional board members, and also for the record, Mr. Mike Johnson is now present. So I will start on my right. Do we have any reports?
I don't have any reports.
Dr. Hunter?
Thank you, Chair Wolf. Normally, I would provide an update on the environmental justice activities and programs and staff involvement with different community organizations, but I'm going to defer to the executive officer's report for this September hearing. So other than that, I have no other report.
And moving on my left.
Nothing to report.
And I'm back on my right. Mr. Johns, do you have anything to report?
No, I do not. Happy to be here.
All right. Thank you. And let's see. In my case, about a couple of weeks after the last board meeting that we had in Santa Barbara, I had a brief phone conversation with Ms. Abby Taylor Silva, and separately Ms. Claire Whiteman, and separately Mr. Steve Schimmick. Those items related to this agenda, making sure that agriculture and environmental groups had an opportunity to give presentations, that we were going to carve out 2 full days for this activity. Hence, this is reflected now in the agenda of today. I also had discussions at state board level with the vice chair, Mr. Steve Moore, the director of state board, Ms. Eileen Sobeck, and the governor's office pertaining to improving our, what I call, transparency of communication by the use of webcast. You know, some of you have to travel a fair amount of distance to be here, and you know, I feel that the technology is available to move forward to better means of communication for those who cannot be physically here. So, of course, we got to take baby step first. So the first step is perhaps, you know, webcast approach. So I brought this to the state board, and, of course, that engaged with the subject of, you know, funding and budgets allocation, et cetera. But the wheels are in motion. So likewise, I brought it up to the governor's office because there are some other state agencies who do use webcasts, so felt that there is precedent established, and within CalEPA, we should also pursue those avenues. So that's one item of discussion. Then on, on July 5th, I attended a San Luis Obispo County Sigma meeting pertaining to all the different basins DWR designated and some of the changes of the basin denomination, meaning from medium to high priority, et cetera. And then another follow-up meeting on July 26th, same topic, but also looking at the different consultants who are going to work on the groundwater management plans for the various basins. Then on August the 5th, a Water Resources Advisory Committee in San Luis Obispo County. And then lastly, on August the 7th, I hosted a sustainable ag tour with some local colleges and university, which included Cuesta College, Hancock College, and some participation of Cal Poly. And the focus was on water and agriculture. So that's the end of my report.